Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini, the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn, and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as I utilize the information we provide today, take full accountability for the decisions you make and a resulting outcome. And one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special month, the month of March, which is designated as Women's History Month. And to help us celebrate Women's History Month, we have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Gina Cloud. Gina is a passionate woman and deeply devoted teacher of feminine wisdom, a speaker, a dancer, and a mother of a daughter. She has a uniquely transformational life and natural beauty coaching practice, which seeks to change women's lives from the inside out. She is passionate about speaking literally all over the world on topics very near and dear to her heart. She's also an author. She's written a great book entitled Women, A New Definition for Reclaiming the Feminine. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Gina.
Good morning, Greg. I don't think I've ever had anybody read my bio on with such warmth and fondness. Thank you for that.
Are you kidding me? We are so blessed to have someone of your ilk on Thank God for Monday today.
Thank you so much, Greg.
So,
Thank you for
pleasure
having
is all ours. Come and share with the listeners and me from what city and state you're speaking, please.
I am in Southern California in Orange County from a city called Laguna Niguel. So.
You have just made this host and our listeners very, very jealous. So.
Yeah, the weather, right? Well, we had quite a bit of rain, but it's actually sunny out today, which is lovely to see
Hey,
because
very
we miss our
good.
sun. Yeah.
Thanks for getting up extra early to be with us today. We've only got 30 minutes. We're going to jump right into the deep end of
Do
the
it.
pool. Gina, what is it that you think all women can really benefit from knowing or doing that would really improve their quality of life? Help us out here, please.
Yeah, let's jump into that deep end. That's sort of that question. The answer to that question encompasses really what my body of work is all about, which is helping women to get to a place of knowing our absolute magnificence by bringing us into our authentic selves and knowing how special we are, finding our power from within, and knowing that our power is not the physical form that we actually participate in exploiting. And I'll say something about that in a minute. Knowing that having a life where we belong and we feel courageous about using our voices. It's about stepping into the authenticity of who we are. And I think what I really want women to know is that it's like a spell that's been cast over us for thousands of years, that we're still in this time where we're thinking of ourselves as more empowered. There's this one particular place where I feel that's where the veil is. That's where, like I say, it's like a spell. And it has to do with believing that how we look is our value, that being young is our value. And I see from the time, because I have a workshop I've taught for years with young girls, I see how early in our life we begin to think that our body is the power as opposed to the source that the power comes through. And especially, like you asked me where I live in Southern California. And every time I see women injected or, having had surgery or chasing youth, or it almost makes me cry sometimes when I see these women, because I think to myself, don't you know how spectacular you are? Don't you know how beautiful you are, and has nothing to do with your physical appearance or whether you're young or old. So I really feel that women need to understand that all the market power that we give to, and I'm not saying don't honor yourself. I'm all about beauty rituals, about having facials and yummy skincare and having baths and honoring this feminine that we are. But what I'm saying is, when we're doing it to chase youth, or if we think our value disappears as we get older, we're participating in our own exploitation, because patriarchy, and when I use the word patriarchy, I want men to understand this. Patriarchy does not mean men. Patriarchy is a societal construct that suppresses and represses and exploits women. That is not men. That is a societal construct. And so patriarchy has really made us believe that, if we want to get anywhere in lives, it's about how attractive we are. If you want to get a man, if you want to, whatever you want in your life as a woman, it's all about how you look, right? And so to stop exploiting ourselves, because we buy into it. There's a whole industry out there. The beauty industry, the anti-aging industry. There's no such thing as anti-aging. A brand new baby is aging every day. You cannot unage, you can't reverse it. And if we pulled all of our buying power as women away from these industries and started to focus on our real power, our real gifts, our real value, if we started to collaborate with one another and come together, this is our power, and this is where we find how spectacular we are.
No question about that. I could not agree more. Now, speaking of aging a bit, if I may, menopause seems to be a very hot topic. What are your thoughts about this major life passage? And do you have any advice for our women out there who might be entering this stage?
Yeah, this is a really good one, because I've noticed that it's kind of become a hot topic, but the place from which menopause is being discussed is 100% physical. It's about navigating the physiological changes, the hot flashes, the dry skin change. It's all about that. And there is a chapter in my book, because I did a, my book was originally published in 2009, but there's a chapter about menopause that I added, because when I wrote the book in 2009, I had not been through it, and I only speak on things I know from a personal place. So the thing is, this flows into what I was just talking about, the idea that once we become older, we're disposable or invisible. And menopause, there's something very interesting about menopause. A lot of women are experiencing shame, and they won't talk about it.
Oh,
They
no.
don't even talk about with their friends as they're going through change. Because here's the thing, and this is something that men don't know, and sometimes a lot of women don't know. Menopause is just a day. It's kind of like when you get your first period, that's a day. Menarche is the beginning. And this menopause is sort of menarche in reverse. It's like your periods over a course of 5 to 10 years, because it's called perimenopause. Perimenopause can last. I know some women who woke up one day, got their last period, and never got another one. I know women who it takes 10 years for them to get through perimenopause, because it's the process biologically of your body slowing down its hormone productions and kind of going in reverse at the tipping point in your hormone production, where you no longer ovulate and you no longer get periods. And when you've had 12 months without a period, then you say you're in menopause. But the thing is, that's not being addressed in terms of menopause that I think is so crucial. Because I really believe in working with women from the heart, because this is where we have so much beauty and value, is what's inside of us. And what's inside of us is rarely looked at by ourselves, let alone society. So if we don't look at it ourselves, then how do we expect others to be able to see it? There's this self-loving process going through menopause. If you go into what I call the basement, I say that when you're cycling, when you're still getting your periods, every month when you get to the premenstrual phase, it's an opportunity for you. Because normally what comes up is all the things that are bothering in your life. You don't like your job, your kids are driving you crazy, your partner, whatever it's in your face. And that's why women in a lot of relationships, men will end up saying, "Oh, you must be about to get your period, because you're bringing that thing up."
Oh, gosh.
So if you understand that your psyche and your cycle are very connected, you begin. And I teach this in my work. I teach women how to use this premenstrual window, which I call powerful monthly cycle, as opposed to the disorder that medicine, Western medicine, calls PMS, premenstrual syndrome. I call it powerful monthly cycle. So when you go through your life, in your menstruating years, addressing all those things that come up as an inner journey each month, when you get to menopause, it's a lot easier, because I believe that the physiological symptoms that women are going through in menopause are very deeply tied to what's going on in our psyches, the unaddressed areas of our lives throughout our lifetime that we neglected or ignored or didn't honor for ourselves. And so everything that we didn't honor or have value about in our lives or address the issues goes into what I call the basement. It's like if you're a house, you inhabit all of the rooms, but the basement is kind of where we put things emotionally, spiritually, psychically, mentally that we don't want to deal with. And we close the door. But just because you close the door and don't go down the stairs doesn't mean it's not in the house, right?
Exactly.
So I say that the menopause basement, when you're in perimenopause, and that's really what needs to be talked about, perimenopause, because like I said, menopause is just a day where you go, oh, it's been 12 months and I haven't had a period. But the perimenopausal journey is about going into the basement and looking at all the things in your life that you want to change without judging yourself, without saying, God, I'm this age and I shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Oh,
It's
wow.
lovingly, lovingly going through the stuff in the basement and stepping into a place of real power. Menopause is where power gets turned on in our lives. So it's a journey that's not being addressed. Everything you Google and you search for menopause is all about hormones, which I help women navigate how not to use them, and when you need to use them, you use bioidentical ones. But it's not about the physical; it's more about the emotional. And when you address the emotional, so many of the physical symptoms go away. So that's a big one. Yeah,
tremendous advice. Thank you very much. Now, talking about struggling, many women appear to struggle with body image, body count. What are your thoughts on this, please, Gina? Help us out.
Yeah, as I hear myself talking, it's like my theme is really clear. It's like, you know, we want to honor ourselves. We want to live knowing, God, I'm spectacular. And you, when you just said the sound of that word, right? It like you emanate something, and when you emanate your spectacular nature, You share that with other people. You actually touch other people's lives when that comes into play. So in terms of, you know, the body image thing starts at a very early age. Like I said, I've been shocked to sometimes be in workshops with 10 or 11 year old girls, because the workshop I do is the facts of life thing, but through my lens. And they're already talking about going on a diet. And it's tragic because it's tragic because this is the indoctrination that I say we are numb to seeing it ourselves. We participate in our own exploitation unconsciously and unwillingly. But it's like, wake up, let's not do that anymore. And let's come together and step into our power. So the body weight, you know, or how your body looks is all part of that. And that's what leads into the whole dieting industry and the plastic surgery industry and all of that. And what I want to say to women, what I think women need to really understand about that is, first of all, what are you listening to? What is informing your sense of self-worth? What is informing your sense of how you look? And that's a tricky one. It's easier said than done. And I'm very well aware of it because social media is everywhere. We are bombarded visually with images of what we're supposed to look like. And when you don't match it, and no one does because we're all different. Every woman, every man, we all look different, right? So the first thing I like to say is really begin to limit your screen time. Stop looking at images, because anything you look at, when people are posting, and I'm a big anti-social media person. If anybody goes on my Instagram, they're going to see I haven't posted anything in more than 6 months. It's probably coming up on a year. And for me, part of what makes it difficult is I feel there's a lot of value in what I have to say. And that takes time. We're in a world of, is this a 15 second video or a 30 second video or, you know, and we have to get back to a time where things are meaningful and we can sit down and we can engage in conversation, discourse, and we can slow down. And these are feminine values, as a matter of fact, slowness and stillness and silence. And but I recommend that women stop whatever it is that you are doing on social media. Just wean yourself off of it. Like if, you know, there, I think in most phones, it'll track how much screen time you have.
Sure.
Pay attention to that. And then they'll say, okay, I'm going to cut it down by, you know, an hour a week or whatever feels doable for yourself. Because part of why you begin to feel bad about your body image and your weight is because of what you're seeing, the visuals around you. And fortunately, I mean, if you don't, you know, if you don't live in Southern California, where you literally constantly see a lot of bodies that are manipulated through, like I said, the plastic surgery industry and all that.
Wow.
It's so for so here, all I have to do is walk outside. But if you are in a climate where people, you know, aren't sunny all year long and you're more indoors, that's another thing. You know, where you live informs, you know, the quality of your diet in a lot of ways. And what I also want to say is, in terms of body weight, and this is also something that I teach women when I work with coaching, I get into the weeds of your life, which are not the weeds, they're really the flowers. And it's how what you eat, you know, there is an expression, you are what you eat. And
Yes.
I teach women how to eat healthy while still enjoying their food. I'm not a dieter. I have never dieted in my life. I do not own a scale. I have never owned a scale. My body weight is when I say my body weight, what I mean is my size of clothes is consistent. And even after menopause,
Wow.
most women will go up a size or two just by eating with respect and honoring your body and understanding how much of the food that we're being served up, especially in the US, is a lot of time in Europe, the quality of food is much better. So the way that you eat, what you're seeing, but most of all, what you believe about yourself will impact your body weight and, you know, how you feel about yourself. I had one coaching client come to me. She had read a blog post I wrote called Joy, the Key to Weight Loss. And she came to me because of that blog post. We started working together and we never talked about diet. We never talked about her weight.
Wow.
She lost 20 pounds in 3 months. She got off of her birth control pills. She stopped taking her antidepressant.
Oh,
She
wonderful.
and I'm telling you, about yourself will impact what you
Oh, absolutely
get.
awesome. And speaking of awesome, this book you've written, Woman, A New Definition for Reclaiming the Feminine. What was your motivation? And is there a message or two you'd like to share from the book?
Yes. My motivation was from the time I was a young girl, and they say we all have our gifts. And usually your gift is something you don't even aren't even aware of that you have because it's just
Exactly.
natural for you. You don't realize it's a gift until a bunch of people start going, God, you're really good at this, or you're really good at that. For me, one of the things was my voice. I could always be very outspoken and say what I saw, but and also like when I work with people, when I'm with women, when I'm coaching, there's a lot of loving kindness, but it's also very clear. And I'm not gonna mollycoddle you. I'm gonna take a stand for you until you can stand for yourself. And we're gonna do that with a lot of love, but sometimes it's tough love. So going through my life, though, I realized I had a very different way of looking at, particularly periods, because when I got my first period, I was in awe of it. Now most women are they've done a job starting out, they're like, what?
Sure.
And as I went through my life, I thought, you know, maybe this is my gift to bring this wisdom back to women, to bring this honoring of the body back to women. And I'll say the book is Woman, A New Definition for Reclaiming the Feminine. And woman is an acronym. So each chapter in the book is one of the letters in the word woman. The W is wild, but not like girls gone wild, but it's the primal instinctual connection to our own cells, our own wild cells, our innate sexuality. The O is open, which relates to our ability to be in our hearts, in these gorgeous places in our hearts, and to open and to not be closed, which is what society really pushes us to be. The M is magical, and it's one of my favorite chapters because it covers the biological cycles of our life. It covers our periods and pregnancy and menopause and how the gift of being in a female body allows us to have this incredible experience through each one of those particular uniquely female experiences through these bodies.
Wow.
It's incredible, and it's empowering for women, and it's inspiring for women. It brings out the part of you that can be vulnerable and powerful and soft and alive, and but this is this power from within thing, and it's I love it. It's a gorgeous way for women to see our bodies and what we go through. And then the A is authentically empowered, which is how we take our natural gifts and we give them to the world. The N is also really fun. It's nectar, and it's this sort of the part of woman that we're losing because everything is becoming so masculinized. We're losing all aspects of feminine frequency in our lives. So this brings back sort of the dazzling, enchanting, and relaxed, and alluring, and magnetic, and juicy, and magical, and glowy, and all these really the beauty that woman brings color into the world for. And so I just wanted women to see themselves in a new way, because the messages we get from the world are not like that. And I wanted us to have a new place and a new way of defining ourselves and defining the feminine. Because the feminine, we have masculine and feminine in all of us, but they're frequencies, like the masculine is outgoing and doing and driven, and it's the sun, and it's, accomplishment and goals. And those are all wonderful, but they've taken over our lives. We don't have the feminine of stillness, silence, softness, magnetism, serenity. There's a lot there. And I wanted to try to bring that back. So it's a short read. It's only, I think, 140 pages, but it's very inspiring, I think.
No question about that. The listeners know I'm a terrible reader, but even I could read this
It's on
before.
audio. It's on Audible. It's actually on Audible, and I read it myself.
Wow.
I did read it myself.
Awesome. That is awesome because, again, very, very inspiring. And I knew you were a right person for Women's History Month, but thank God for Monday because you're just so inspiring and you're just so authentic, Gina. Thank you again for being with us today. Speaking of Women's History Month, we're going to shift gears just a bit and spend a few minutes talking about this great month. What does this amazing month, Women's History Month, mean to Gina Cloud? Why is it important to you, Gina?
Well, I'm going to give you a sort of an interesting answer, which is it's not important to me because it's one of those things where it's like a Hallmark month instead of a Hallmark holiday. We pay tribute to, like, it's Black History Month right now, and then it's women. It's always something, and it's an opportunity for people to put their focus on it, but it doesn't really go deep enough to spread out into the rest of the year. So the month, great. It's like the way that I look at most coaching, and this is what I tell people when they come to me. When I do coaching with you, it's not like, oh, we're going to have a session today and a couple weeks from now, and there's nothing in between, right? So Women's History Month is like now, and then when is it next again? A year from now. So what do we do to honor women? What do we do to honor women the rest of the year? So that this month literally becomes meaningless as it should be, because we have no need to focus on it anymore, because we've just changed the way we look at things. With the way we as women look at things, we have the power to change all of that in a moment if we could shift how we see ourselves and remember how spectacular we are. So.
But that is really a refreshing view on this month of March and Women's History Month. It really should be 366 days of the year. There's no
Yep.
question of
I
that.
like that. Yeah.
And I know you were working to transform this, no question about it. If I may, though, I would be very interested. Are there a couple of women role models from the past that maybe you look at? I mean, you're so inspiring to the world, Gina. Are there a couple of women who've inspired you over the decades, over the years?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I dig back into like certain, there's a woman archaeologist, her name was Maria Gimbutas. And she was the first, I think, female archaeologist at Harvard. And she sort of was someone who brought to the fore that the goddess was the original deity, if you will. And that it's, we're excavating things. And so she threw this. I'm very rusty on my details about her. I was obsessed with her like 20 years ago and reading her books. And unfortunately, I actually wanted to interview her when I had my own podcast a few years back, and she had died already. And I was like, darn, I missed my chance. I think about women like that. I think about women who are women like Naomi Wolf, who's alive right now, who is a force with a voice and really speaks about, what's happening in the world right now with women. I am terrible with names. And I'm also not someone who has spent a lot of time with history. I'll be very honest with you. I think about women who step up, like just contemporary. I love what Oprah did for people in general by bringing really difficult topics out. And this is something I love to do. I love to take what no one wants to say, but everybody's thinking it and feeling it, and put it on the table and watch everybody go, oh, wrong. Because that's what happens every single time. And I can feel it. I'm very sensitive, intuitive. I work very intuitive. And there's always those moments where people are feeling it and they're afraid to say it, especially now in all this cancel culture we live in. And I'm like, you know what? You can't cancel me because I will not cancel myself. So you go for it. You just try whatever you want to say. I'll just laugh. I really don't care. I am not attached to anything in those realms. I'm really here to help women find their voices and to become authentic and to know that special power that we have within us. And so that's why for me, part of my philosophy is empowering you from the inside out. That power comes from within. So there are, I'm trying to think, I'm glancing over at my bookshelf here, but there are many, many women throughout history who stand for, I mean, I admire even women like, gosh, what was her name? I can't remember. She was a courtesan back in 15th century Italy, and she was a poet.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And she was outspoken. And because being a courtesan was the only thing she could do that allowed her to read books, because courtesans were allowed to read, whereas regular women weren't. And she just, I love women who there's a bumper sticker I see around town sometimes. Well-behaved women rarely make history. So I am all about misbehaving women, Rosa Parks, and it's like, and I'm a woman of color. I'm from New Orleans originally. It's like most people look at me, they can't quite figure out who I am. My birth certificate literally says colored on it. And so I'm an advocate for women of color as well to really recognize the beauty that we are, but it's all women. I try to just look at we are all spectacular, and so but yeah,
Absolutely.
Rosa Parks, we're not giving up her seat. So
No
don't
question.
behave. Do not behave,
No question about it. We are so blessed to have someone of your courage with us today. Sadly, we've only got about 3 minutes, but I do want to ask you two final questions, or we're going to ask one of them, where we can find this book. But you've talked, I think you phrased this genealogy, and I think you probably
Yes.
shared with us. Is there one or two final things about genealogy you'd like to share with us?
So, gynecology is sort of the overarching concept of my body of work throughout my entire life. It's probably one day I'll write a book and it'll be like a 300-page book of how women can navigate these cycles of their lives. In the meantime, it's how I coach women through their cycles in life. But I have 10 gynecology principles, and women can go to gynecologist.com. I think it's under the About tab. They're free. Go print them out, put them on your fridge, your bathroom mirror. There's 10 gynecology principles to live by for women. And I would spout them all off here. There's 10 of them, but we're going to run out of time. But
Sure.
they're just really beautiful reminders. And I'll tell you, the first one is you are your own best doctor. No one knows your state of health and wellness better than you are. Your doctor's a team member and not the boss of you. And I teach women how to be their own best doctors. I don't use Western medicine. I think it medicalizes women. I say women's bodies are the cash cows of big pharma. All they want to do is put women on hormones and drug you and antidepressants, and it destroys your life. I can teach you how to live with the knowing of your own body, and then you are your own best doctor. That's a really important one. But they're all really fun. Just literally go print them out or read them or something and put them on your fridge.
Absolutely. And that leads in perfectly from where can our listeners get this great book of yours, and where can I again find those principles you just talked about, please?
Okay, so my website, GinaCloud.com, it's got a lot of my blog writings on. It's got the gynecology principles. I believe the gynecology principles are under the About tab. You won't see them across the, I'm in the process of redoing my website, by the way. But there's all kinds of stuff on the website to explore. You can see my coaching programs. I also do coaching for men. Men can check that out. It's focused on helping men get off of pornography addiction because so many men are struggling with that. And I have a lot of success with that. So men can find that there. My book is, you can read about my book on the website. There's a book tab, and I think it will take you directly to the Amazon link. So it's on Amazon. You can find it there. And reach out to me. I'm very generous in giving my time and answering people's questions. So I really care very deeply about all of this, very passionate about it. And just want to remind everybody how, I don't know, spectacular is that word again. It just keeps coming out of
Absolutely. Well,
my
listeners,
mouth.
no excuse. Gina, Gina Cloud, cloud.com. A boatload of information there. Of course, this great book, I would suggest you buy one copy for yourself. Buy copies for others. This book makes a fabulous gift. As Gina and I said, this book is a very re easy read, but it's very empowering. So this is a book you want to spread all over the place. Because as Gina's been saying the last half hour, it's really time for a new definition for reclaiming the feminine in this world in 2024. Gina Cloud, we can't thank you enough for gracing us all the way from Orange, California today. We've
Thank you
been
for having me.
enlightened, but we have been really inspired about what needs to happen in the world as far as women. Continued success, joy, happiness, contribution, and all the best for the rest of March and 2024 and all this magnificent work that you're doing.
Thank you, Greg. I really enjoyed this interview. Thank you so much.
The honor was all mine. Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Gina Cloud does, you'll say, thank God.
God, it's Monday.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great week, everyone. Until next week. Bye-bye.